Someone is slightly daring and begging for trouble today. You must have nerves of steel to think that you can click on my audio with whoever that is sleeping right next to you. Do you really think you'll make it to the end without waking that somebody up? You do. You naughty, presumptuous boy. And may I add, how silly of you to think you'll confidently make it through. But I know how much you like a challenge. It must be that manly type A side of you, oddly living next to that sensitive side that I know all too well. I also know you have a little voice in you that craves getting caught, don't you? Well, rest assured, sweetie, I'm not going to make it easy for you. Of course I'm not. And you know that, don't you? We've done enough of these together for you to know better on how this is going to unfold, haven't we, sweetie? Now, you can start touching yourself however you want. I'm feeling generous today. So, I could take this in different ways. I could make this audio a nice and cutesy, intimate girlfriend experience one, full of L-bombs and kisses and praise, reassuring words, and you'll get hard, a little flustered here and there, and you'll go to sleep emotionally buoyed up. But, oh sweetie, you know that's not my jam, and I'm not planning on making one tonight with you if I'm very honest. Anyway, I digress. Because most importantly, it's not what this little sinful boy is looking for at this time of the night, is he? I bet you would rather seek tags such as wrath, degradation, deep throating, or even breeding. Because, sweetie, deep, deep down, you are a filthy little wanker. Begging for a good, hard fuck, aren't you? Secretly getting off to audios behind someone's back. What kind of nasty porn freak pervert would jerk off to another woman's voice with his partner sleeping happily next to him, all while fantasizing about a good, proper fuck? Do you even respect that person right there? I bet you get excuses half the time you're in the mood. Maybe a half-hearted handjob or blowjob if you're lucky. And only on special occasions like birthdays or anniversaries. You would probably be more forgiving if a proper pounding ever took place in the first instance. You know. The type of hard pounding that gets us all fucking sweaty and breathless when I get to use every inch of your body at my leisure and make you worship every hole that I have. But with me, you would have no fucking clue what I'm gonna make that cock of yours do next. I give you variety. I remind you of your place. Right there, by my side, begging me to take off your underwear to reveal that bulge for me to play with. Because, sweetie, you like showing me how hard I make that cock feel, don't you? My favourite cum-flavoured lollipop, which I enjoy throating at my leisure. Or maybe just milk that needy throbbing cock of yours until it can desperately no longer hold it. Marking my filthy body with my favourite reward. Your big load of cum all over me. I like that thought. Does your partner know how discreetly you put those headphones on? And how you rage at Soundgasm for not having a dark mode? And how my voice reveals your dirtiest fantasies, which deserve to be explored and lived out in the open, at least in here. And I bet you think audios aren't cheating. Well, answer this one, my darling. Who makes you come the hardest? That person right there? Or this nymphomaniac cum whore? Because, sweetie, I think we both know the answer to that one, don't we? Can't find a first-rate fuck with a second-rate filthy mind, can you? If I asked you right now, who owns that cock at this present moment, what would you say, sweetie? Whose little plaything and boy toy are you? That's right, Princess Dulcie's. Mine. I want you to whisper it out loud, my dear. Go on. Can't you risk this for me? Say it. And whose cum and orgasm is this? Out loud, come on. Don't cheat on me. Just whisper it. Good boy. And tell me, darling, whose little cum toy are you? That's right, Princess Dulcie's, my little cum toy. Tonight, you are my shameful, cheating man slut. Because I own you at this present moment, don't I? And you better not forget it, sweetie. So, how does it feel when I come close to you and start whispering in your ear? Look how I've gotten your full attention just with those whispers right there. I bet it got you even more hard than the little telling off I gave you earlier. You're still awake, maybe a bit fatigued, but mostly needy and aching to be touched, right? I guess that's why you're with your phone in bed at this ungodly hour. Because the other person here doesn't always share your sexual appetite, do they? I assume your partner just isn't always available to make you tingle quite like I do. But how am I going to get you off today? I guess you're going to have to trust me, sweetie. Oh boy, you know you are going to have to keep that fast, ferocious stroking in check this time. Because that's just going to make too much hustle and tussle. I wouldn't want to wake up your sweet, innocent partner. So your headphones are all you have, my dear, and all you need now. Trust me, it's going to be that easy. And that's okay, because I can lean in and whisper the dirtiest things into your ears. And I'm here, and it is just the two of us now. Our little secret time as we both know it. I need to know this though, sweetie. Did you do it on purpose? Stay awake, just to listen to me. What is it do you think you'll get out of this? Just a quick wank and come before going to sleep? The one that puts you right into the hands of Morpheus for the next few hours? Or are you seeking that physical and mental orgasm? and the proper humiliating shaming that you never get from anyone else. Because maybe, sweetie, maybe it's just you want to be treated like the depraved pervert that you secretly crave to be, in your very own bedsheets. I bet your partner can't quite see you like I do. You desperate, needy bottom bitch that begs to be teased and used by a nasty whore like me. The kind of fuck that is raw and primal, but also loving and intimate. I bet that bed of yours hasn't been through the rough pounding the two of us would have. Nor have those bedsheets been covered by the streams of juices and cum from the never-ending foreplay. I just love making you sweat and drip in agony, longing for that hard-fought mercy fuck to liberate you from your urges. I bet you crave having me ride your dick like on prime-time porn. I bet right now that throbbing dick wants to feel a bit more than what you've been doing. I'm trying to imagine what you look like right now, trying to wank yourself off as quietly and discreetly as possible. Are you sweaty in the face, trying not to grunt or create too much shaking? Or are you just rubbing that needy little spot as fast as you dare, making tiny movements, breathing shallowly, and flexing everything to try and create the tension your body needs? You must look flustered. Now, let me count down from 20, and when we reach 0, you will follow my orders. But here's the catch. I want you to touch yourself very intensely. Remember though, you can't shake the bed and risk waking them up. Can you do that for me? Is that clear, my sweet boy? 20, get that cock throbbing for me. 19, 18, faster, you've got this, sweetheart. 17, 16, 15, 14. I love seeing my good boy get all hot and sticky for me. 13, 12. Imagine that hand is mine. 11. I would touch you firmer and faster than that, my dear. 10. Watch the bed, don't rock it. 9. 8. Come on, sweetie, harder, squeeze a little, for me. 7, 6, are you feeling those toes curling up and those balls tighten, desperate to come? 5, and you know you want to. 4, 3, are you ready to come for me? 2, 1, wait. 0, get your hands off. What a bad, dirty boy you are. You must look desperate, needy and squirmy right there. And I bet it's still twitching anxiously and eagerly. I told you I could get you right to that edge. And in 20 fucking seconds. And just my voice. And right in front of that person's nose. What a shameless little slut you are. And I love that about you. My favourite wanker. Are your hands still a little shaky? Are you pulsating still? Maybe it's time for round 2. Are we going to try that together? Because the thought of you touching yourself with me makes me so fucking hot and horny that I just want to start touching my wet, sticky pussy right in front of you too. Would you like that, sweetie? Yes, was that? You can do better than that, my dear. Yes, Princess Dulcie. Good boy. Let's go. Round two. Make it fast and passionate, sweetheart. Stroke and pump yourself as fast as you can, you filthy little pervert. You might not get another chance. 20. I really feel like smothering my wet pussy all over your face right now. 19. I bet you'd let me tease your cock head at the same time and deep throat your dick all the way down my throat. 17. 16. 15. Oh, I bet you'll still rock hard for me. Just waiting for me to come all over. 14. 13. 12. If we change positions right now, would you breed me and come in my pulsating little pussy? There, right under that person's nose. 11. 10. Would fuck and I'd lock eyes with you and ride that cock like the filthy porn star you crave me to be. 8. 7. Hold your growls, you filthy whore. 6. You'll be reminded whose dirty little toy that you are. 5. 4. Stroke it harder, faster, you filthy pervert. Imagine I'm almost done with my final rodeo of riding that cock of yours. I can barely contain myself now. 3. 2. But you're so fucking close. Don't you dare move those bed sheets. 1. Are you gonna orgasm? Are you ready to fill this dirty fucking whore with all your cum? You ready? 0. Good boy, come for me. Come for me now, my little toy. Fuck. I bet you made such a mess, regardless if you came or not. Because remember, right now that cock is mine and mine only. It wasn't just about your orgasm tonight. It was about showing you how much of a shameless porn addict you are deep down. I knew you'd roll over for me, regardless of who was around, because that's what your nasty little inner pervert begs for. Being treated like the filthy bitch that you are. But now, my darling, it's time to sleep in the filth that you made. Because now you have to sleep in those dirty, wet sheets. Because how are you going to change them now? My, you're in a little pickle, I think, but you'll do just fine. It will be a way to remind you of how much a naughty boy you are for me, Princess Dulcie. And maybe we'll get to have round 2 in your dreams. Sleep well, sweetie.